Hello, I'm Jane Massingham and welcome to the October ICIS podcast for oxo alcohols and derivatives. Today I'm joined by my colleagues looking after the derivative markets in Europe, Nick Cleave on butyl acetate, Matt Jolin-Beach for acrate esters and Ashani Chavda for glycol ethers. So normally during this week of the year we would all be at the end of a long tiring week of back-to-back meetings at EPCA. And while some virtual events have and are still taking place, many agree that EPCA is a place normally where you can feel the pulse of the industry. From my point of view, for oxos, the opinion with regards to demand is quite mixed this week. So overall, there is an agreement that availability of oxos is better for October than it was in September, with key production sites running well following some maintenance programs in August and September. Though there do still seem to be a couple of blips for some output due to feedstock constraints. However, the view on demand is a little mixed. Yes, orders are still quite reasonable for October for most, but some have said that they feel customers may be overcompensating with volumes a little in September, and things are now starting to slow down. Others have said that they feel the demand is better as customers are building a little more stock due to concerns of a second wave of the virus and what this could mean on the manpower at sites manufacturing both the raw materials and the finished goods. So there definitely is some caution amongst some consumers. There were also comments, though, that there's a stronger pull on demand that's been seen for export markets. And this is not just for the traditional 2-ethyl hexanol, but also for normal butanol and isobutanol. So a rather mixed picture there. In terms of pricing, the spot numbers are largely steady so far in October. There was a little respite on manufacturer margins as feedstock propylene fell for the first time since May, albeit by a modest sort of 12.5 euros into October. So what does this mean for the downstream markets? Ashani, on glycol ethers, there were some restrictions on spot availability last month. How is that now looking for October?
Yeah, that's right, Jane. So last month, towards the second half of September, INEOS actually sold out of their butyl glycol, but they have come back for October with plenty availability. On the other hand, Dow still have constraints on both BG and BDG, and this is expected to remain in place for the rest of Q4. Now, with such a substantial producer having restrictions, you would expect that that would lead to a tightening in the market, but so far that's not been the case. So overall, the market is still fairly well balanced, and actually prices were flat last week. Right now, it seems like BDG is higher in demand. There's a bit more pressure on those spot prices this week towards the higher end of the range. So we're seeing prices moving up closer to 1,000 euros per ton. Feedstock prices declined, like you mentioned, and that's actually worked against producers' increase initiatives this month, alongside the kind of lower demand. Although margins remain squeezed, so that's really still a key issue for producers, especially given the decline over Q2. Prices really crashed, and we're not seeing a substantial recovery in that. So for the time being, things are not looking great for Q4. The demand is starting to wind down with the seasonality and, winter not being the best time of year for paints and coatings.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much for that update. Certainly the restriction side of thing, I think, is a similar pattern because, Nick, on butyl acetate as well, it was another product that was tighter in September. And is that still impacting the market today?
Yeah, so in September, there was some tightness, partly driven by, there was talk from sources of a production issue impacting a producer. That was something that wasn't able to get confirmed. And I definitely heard talk of loading slot limitations at other producers. So it seemed like a combination of a short-term issue and a production issue, meaning that things got moved from being quite long to being balanced to tight. So far for October, it seems like things have eased a bit. The European market is structurally long, so as long as things are running normally, there is a surplus of material. So I think it's coming back towards a more balanced position. But what also contributed was that demand for butac has been rising through September and October. So one of the main end uses is the automotive sector. So earlier in this year, prices for Butec were flat through June, July, August from a lack of demand from the automotive sector. In September and the first days of October, prices rose by 70 euros a ton on this combination of sort of balanced tight supply and rising demand. So the market is maybe coming back towards balance. There isn't that same tightness as in September, but that demand from the automotive sector picking up is still there.
Okay, lovely. Thank you very much. And again, Matt, I mean, I think a similar thread here. There were some spot restrictions for acrylic esters as well last month. So is that also showing some signs of improvement?
The esters have been a tightening market for the end of September and the start of October. And that's a combination of the supply and demand side. On the supply side, the restrictions and limitations have largely come from the shutdowns that have been happening, the planned maintenance shutdowns as part of shutdown season. But it's the stronger than expected demand. Nick touched on automotive demand kind of coming back stronger than expected. That's fed into those limitations for larger volumes on the spot market, where it's been snug and tightening. The relief may come when the planned shutdowns plants come back online and start producing the acrylic esters again. So that should help return the market to a slightly more balanced position.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, all of you, for those updates and for joining me. And thank you for listening. Please join us again the next time, and for all the latest updates and news, please go to icis.com.